and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. A day 392. How are we all doing?
I shouldn't be here.
Shouldn't you?
No.
Oh, no. You're doing that in two places at once thing again, aren't you?
I should be next door doing the news, but I recorded it earlier. But if you speak to Lola, I shouldn't be here anyway.
No, you did that to take me out, Daddy.
I should be walking you. Lola, walkies.
Walkies, girl.
Walkies.
Walkies.
Let's toddle.
Oh, she's a happy hound.
Come on.
Happy, happy hound. So, how are we all doing? Let's have a look. Jonathan. In fact, I think that's worthy of more than even just a clap. Jonathan is back on form. Yay! It must have been the second vaccine, Jonathan, that did it. Still no third head, I'm assuming. No, third arm, second head, isn't it? Oh, hello, Renee. And hello, Alex. Bronze again. Yes, but you're working up to it. You're working up to it. You'll overtake them. We are indeed nearly at 400, which leads me nicely, well done, Jonathan, into what we've been up to today. You know when you've got like something niggling, like a hole in your tooth that you've got to keep sticking your tongue in just because it's like that. When we started Marooned, we were doing five shows. I did not need to any degree of organisation whatsoever. It was five shows. How far wrong could I go? Not only was it just going to be five shows, but it's five live shows. There's going to be no catch up on replay and all of that malarkey. And then obviously 392, and we're still here. So they were added to the MacBytes shows table, but they were named in the table Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, :, day one, and so forth. Obviously, five shows, didn't think we needed to pad them out with zeros, did we? This was when we discovered Notion doesn't like that. I could sort them by date and they were correct. But if I sorted them by name, we had 1, 11, 100, oh, you name it. It was hideous. So could have done with renaming them. Thereby hangs a tale. But guess what? Beat it into submission with a stick today. Yes! So, they are all now correctly named. I needed to lose the Marooned at MacBytes headquarters only because, if you recall, in Vivaldi, I set Vivaldi up. So instead of having tabs across the top, I had tabs down the side. Love it. Absolutely love it. Only problem is, Marooned at MacBytes headquarters day, XXXXX, is too long to actually see. Now, do you fancy recreating 400 records in the shows table for renaming purposes? No. Could you run an update query? No. Then you're stuffed. Yes, indeed, I was and have been pondering this impenetrable problem for quite some time. But today, I don't know what struck. Inspiration, clearly. Sorted it out. Sorted it out. So we fixed it, renamed it. In fact, Kim's not with it. Oh, Kim's here. Hello, Kim. It might be a good demo, that. Because if you recall when I imported, when we very, very, very first touched on bulk importers, which was quite a concept at the time, it all fell apart with dates. I wanted to name my journal entries with what I call a sort date. So 2021/04/11. But Notion interprets that as a date and then promptly turns it into a date field. All kinds of shenanigans happen and it's not good. So I fixed it by just putting an X on the end. I ended the import. Everything is absolutely fine. So you just have to go through and take the X off. Can you imagine how long that takes? Not good. Anyway, this fix that I found, or dirty hack, depending on how you look at it. Okay, it's a dirty hack, right? It would solve that problem. Ooh, I'm so excited. So now I've got to document it before I forget what I did. The knock-on impact of this is I've clicked a link that says Marooned at MacBytes headquarters for a view. And I've looked at it and I've got no maroons. And that's because I've told it to look for a certain string. And obviously, that certain string isn't there anymore. But it's all right. I'm fixing that query right now. So if it contains maroon.macbytes headquarters, but M-A-M-B-H-Q day, then show it to me. Oh, look at that. It's working now. Oh, amazing. So a good day had by all. Oh, Kim loves a dirty hack. This one's a good one, Kim, because it extends on the bulk importers. You still need to know how a bulk importer works. And there is an intermediate table, but I was able to rename 400 episodes of Marooned at MacBytes headquarters in about 2 minutes. Happy, happy girl. Happy girl. That means in the sidebar of Vivaldi, I can actually see the full title for the show. Which means the knock-on effect of that is I can have pages open for more than one show and actually identify them. So I've got four types of show. I've got original MacBytes podcast. That's fairly straightforward. I've got After Hours. That's fairly straightforward. We call them After Hours. And I've now got M-A-M-B-H-Q, colon, day. And I've padded them all out with the extra zeros, which mean they sort correctly. Oh, I do love going back and actually fixing something that's been bugging me for months. So today was the big day. Yay! Okay, Jonathan's got no third head, arm a bit sore and a bit tired, but felt like this last time and it disappeared after 48 hours. That is good to hear, Jonathan. So you should be fighting fit by next Friday. And we shall go head to head again. You're going to get some points. I can feel it coming. Because in 3 weeks, can't you do whatever you like? Because you then... Ooh, does that mean you could go and visit your grandparents and actually hug them? Or is that not allowed yet? I can't keep up with all these changes. All I'm hearing is, we're going to the pub tomorrow. And I'm like, are people that desperate to go to the pub? And I can honestly say in the UK, yes. Let's have a look at the weather. Let's see what weather awaits these foolhardy souls tomorrow. Weather, weather, weather. Come on. Weather, weather, weather. We had snow overnight. A massive snowstorm. Monday, snow. Can't wait for these pictures of idiots sat in a beer garden in the snow. Oh, that's fabulous. Cloudy every day. It does get warmer towards the end of the week. Oh, well. Snow on our anniversary. That works for me. I love snow and I love Mike. Yeah, that works. Oh. 12th of April, snow. That's not the latest we've had snow. I think the latest in my lifetime I've seen snow is about the 7th or 8th of May. So we could have for weeks yet. Weeks and weeks. We'll find out. I can't wait to see this video of the farm thing. We'll be going to have a look at that. Oh, strawberries. I love strawberries. Oh, fantastic. Right. Let's catch up here. Farm vending. That's a cool way of putting it, that. We've actually got here, you know, a week of national mourning. I didn't realise that. Well, we're all mourning Prince Philip, apparently, for a week. Funeral next week, 3 o'clock. I didn't think it would clash with any of our shows, and it doesn't indeed clash with any of our shows. But I didn't realise we were having a week of mourning either, but apparently we are. Oh, Jonathan doesn't know. If they've had their second and waited 3 weeks, and you've had your second and waited 3 weeks, it's not going to get any safer as time goes on, but you're not sure. That's typical, isn't it? The latest I heard from Boris was, even if you've had your jabs, both of them, and even if you've waited however long you're supposed to wait, you still can't go out. And I thought, well, what was all that about then? What was the point of that? But I don't know. I am literally not sure. I have no idea what the point of it all was if you can't go out anyway. Unless it's just until Boris says you can go out. I don't know. How wise do we think it was for the royal family to roll out Prince Andrew again? I thought he was still in disgrace. Unless they think it's a way. Because I don't know if anybody's heard John Major, but John Major, that's one of our ex-prime ministers. There's so many of them. He said it would be the perfect opportunity to bring the royal family together again and iron out all of these little arguments they've been having. And I thought, what, you mean you're recycling Prince Andrew? And the answer to that is yes. And you're hoping that, you know, if Harry heads over for the funeral, leaving Meghan behind, I mean, if she goes into labour, oh, can you imagine? It'll all be, everything's fine again, because I can't see it myself, but there you go. We'll see. They really are trying to recycle Prince Andrew. Can't be doing without myself. Oh, it's snowing where Alex is. Fantastic. If you like the snow. I love the snow. We've got sunshine at the minute, which makes up for yesterday, because when Lola went out for a walk, she was saturated. But you saw that from the pictures. Came back filthy. Absolutely filthy. But happy. A very happy dog. Right, I will go and have a look at that video, Renee. I will. Hello, Sarah. The border crisis has new variants coming up from Brazil, and the vaccine isn't so good for. Oh, dear. You're starting the fourth wave. They're calling. I mean, I would say this was the third wave that we were having. I would. But other people are saying it's the third wave. But we'll see. We'll see. The medics are predicting June for an alarming rise in cases, which, again, I can understand because it's hit Europe. But Europe haven't had the vaccine rollout that we have. So if it does hit here, then I do question what was the point of the vaccine rollout. So we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, once people get out, there's going to be no stopping them. We were talking about some photographs we'd seen, Mike and I. I won't go into details, but we'd seen some photographs of some friends. Let's put that in air quotes, you know, because of the stupidity of what I'm about to say. There were more than two households meeting up. Then they said social distancing was maintained. Well, I've seen the photos and it clearly wasn't. And I just sit and shake my head and think, you know, I used to call these people friends and now I'm thinking, really? Just shocking, shocking behaviour. But all of that will come out in the wash. But we've still got no sniff of a vaccine. But, you know, I'm sure it'll happen at some point. They say Andy's been a rock for the Queen. Oh, no. Well, we know that he is her favourite son. It's a bit odd as to why, isn't it? Charles was the first, then Anne, then Andrew, and then Edward. So normally they have a thing for the youngest, but she makes no bones about it that Andrew is her favourite. But, you know, the severe lack of judgment. It's not whether he did anything or whether he didn't do anything. It's the severe lack of judgment. It's shocking. And I mean, how long's he been out of the limelight now? About a year? They're going to want to roll him out. And they're hijacking the fact that somebody has died to roll him out. Because who's going to criticise Prince Andrew at the moment? The journalists who are interviewing him. It would be incredibly rude to mention the Jeffrey Epstein thing again, you know, while he's mourning his father. So it's a perfect time to roll him out and get the public used to seeing him again. But I just think that's off. I mean, he didn't even make an appearance in his daughter's wedding photos, not the public ones. I think there were two photographs released of Beatrice's wedding. There was one of her and the Queen and Prince Philip, but they were, you know, about 5 yards apart. And there was another one, I think, of just the two of them. But none with her mother and father, because obviously that would have meant a picture of Andrew and all heck would have broken loose. But yes, they're really pushing that at the moment. See you, Deb. See you. Hello, Tracy. And pelting with rain. Oh, Tracy. I've got this vision that Spain's always fantastic weather. Clearly not. Oh, dear. Mind you, at least once you've had some rain, when the sunshine comes, everything's nice and green and not just burnt to heck. Eventually we might see some sun, but I'd pencil it in for August if I were you, rather than any sooner. Certainly here. Tracy really used to like Andrew. I admired Andrew when he went off to war in the Falklands. I thought, you know, he just wanted to be treated like anybody else. And he was in the Navy for a long, long time. So, you know, he was doing a job. He wasn't just being a royal. Even when the press started calling him Air Miles Andrew, I thought that was like a little bit unkind, given that the role he had was like a British ambassador. So he was an ambassador for British business. And I thought, well, you know, can't do that from his bedroom. It was when all of this came out, and then that interview, like, you know, why? oh, again, just really bad judgment. He decided to do the interview, got no problem with that. Then Emily Maitlis was amazing. she hung, drawn and quartered him, and he didn't even know she'd done it. It was the lack of judgment when at the end of it, he said to the Queen, oh, it went really well. You're the only one who thought that, Andrew. Really. But I just think, I know on the one hand, they can't not have him there, can they? Because then that would be worthy of comment. But it doesn't seem like the wisest move they've ever made. Oh, time will tell. Time will tell. You thought he was the sanest of the four. I admire Princess Anne because she just gets on with it. She's very like her father. She doesn't suffer fools well and she just gets on with it. And I do admire that. When I was in London, I met her coming out of a building. We were literally, my mum and I were just walking along the pavement. And she was the chancellor of the university, which hence she was at the university that I was at because she was the chancellor of it. And all we were doing, we were walking to this building and it actually looks like a house. Only inside it's where you get all the past papers and things. So it's part of the university near Gower Street. And we were just walking towards this thing. And her security flew out of the door, blocked all the pavement off. And like, what's going on? And then she came out and she was mortified. They'd like stopped you walking on the pavement just because she was coming out. So I do admire her. And at the time I checked how many engagements each member of the royal family did. And she did something like 760 in a year. Now, I know they can do like 3 and 4 in a day, but even so, you're doing quite a bit of work there. I don't actually know what Edward does. I know he was in, was it the army or it wasn't the Navy. I don't think the Navy had taken him. I think it was the army he was in for 5 minutes. Then he decided he wanted to be on the stage, darling. So he went and did that. But I'm not really sure what he does now. Is he a working royal? I don't know. I can't remember the last time I saw him plant a tree, put it like that. So who else? Charles. I've got no time for Charles. Absolutely zero time for Charles. Do not get me going on Charles. I never did, but it just got worse as time went on. No, I mustn't get drawn on Charles. So Anne, I do admire. Andrew, least said the better, I think. And Edward, I'm not sure what he's doing. And then there's all the little ones, isn't there? All the grandchildren. At least some of those do actually have a working job and they actually go out to work. But we're going to have wall-to-wall Prince Philip, aren't we? Until probably way after Saturday. The one who actually seems, and again, she married into royalty and there was a couple of issues because she wanted to carry on working. Sophie Rees-Jones, who's married to Prince Edward. But she came out and she was all teary-eyed. I thought she didn't look like she was putting it on. She really looked absolutely bereft. Now, they live very, very close. I think they've even been bubbled with them in this. They do live near Windsor somewhere. Actually, on the Windsor estate, I think. And they go riding with the Queen every week. So they obviously would be closer than some of the others. I think, didn't Charles go to Scotland and stay there? Out of the way. But I think like she really was affected, which is like you don't often see emotion from any of the royals any time. Ah, good grief. Is that Simon I see? Hello, Simon. Right. I'm just reading about the weather. So it rains in April. OK. Anonymous visitor. Maybe Andrew and Bill Clinton were just spending their time talking with each other. Maybe they were, Kim. Who knows? Who knows? It's just the lack of judgment, though, isn't it? If you're going to do stuff like that, don't get caught. That just shows you that he thinks he can get away with it. And you can't get away with that. It's not on. There's been quite a lot. I guess I see more videos on like YouTube, and they're probably put up by people in America who aren't particularly concerned what the royal family think of them. Whereas here, you probably get less of that. I think the TV people have gone as far as they can go without losing favour with the royals, basically, on Andrew. So it's pretty much gone quiet. We're hearing two different things. We're hearing, I've offered to help the FBI in any way that they would like. And then there's the FBI saying, no, he hasn't. So it's a bit of a pantomime. Oh, yes, he has. Oh, no, he hasn't. And I'm thinking, well, there's an easy way to fix this. Go talk to them. But I did mention, if you remember, if America want hold of Prince Andrew, I don't personally have a problem with that. But can we have Ansicolis? Thank you. Let's do an exchange. Because the rules of the land do apply to everybody, visiting dignitaries or not. You can't just kill people. It doesn't end well. That's been rumbling on for 18 months, hasn't it? I don't think that's ever going to go away. And I admire the family for pushing it, because there must be quite a lot of pressure on them not to. But they still are. So that one's rumbling on. Normal Easters are a washout. You actually did quite well then, Tracy. The sunshine that you had when you went out for your days, that wasn't bad then. A 10th anonymous visitor. It'll be Simon. Trust me, it'll be Simon. Anne same, but not that friendly. No, she's not that friendly. She just doesn't suffer fools gladly, which is how I think of Duke of Edinburgh. But she does work hard. Anne, you see, Anne was always Kim's favourite, but you didn't watch The Royal that much. You like the riding skills. Oh, he was fantastic, wasn't he, Prince Philip, with the, I don't know what the official name is, but basically like kart racing thing. It's probably a prosh title for it, but there was a horse and a cart, and he was usually on the back of it. And I'm talking well into his 80s. And apparently it's a really hard sport. In Ireland, they've got something. Now, what is it called in Ireland? Because I had a very, very remote cousin who started it. She was probably about 14. By the time she was like 20, she was up there championship-wise and getting cups for it. And it's a similar kind of thing. Can't remember what it's actually called in Ireland. Is it jaunting? Or is that a different thing? Let's have a look at a jaunting car. If I see the jaunting car, I can tell you if it's the thing that she rode. Let's have a look at it. No, it wasn't. I went jaunting in, not Mayo, the other end of the country. Not Meath. No, come to Cork. Down Cork way. Jaunting is like a horse at the front and somebody with a whip for the horse. And then on the back of it, it's like a cart that you can get like six people in. So it's similar to that, only it's like a race. If I could find it, then I would. But that apparently is very physically demanding. And he was doing that into his 80s. Oh, and amazing. Right. See you, Jonathan. Enjoy playing with the rubbish. That's tomorrow for us on our anniversary. Highlight of our anniversary, that, sorting the rubbish out. Hello, Simon, officially. You used to like Princess Alexandra, a real workhorse. I don't think I've met any of the others. Have I met any of the others? Don't think so. No. It's all too... Royalty originally was royalty and now it's like a soap opera. Because the press just... Everything has to be a story. Everything has to be something that they can go crazy about. And I just leave it alone. I leave it alone. It was raining all day yesterday while poor Renee was trying to shoot video. Well, yesterday was not a good day here. Today's not been bad. Like, we don't have black clouds at the moment. Well, there's some blue and some white, which is, trust me, a lot better than the last week. Now our holiday's over, we'll probably have an Indian spring. It'll be boiling hot now because we finished. Now we're stuck here delivering training in locked rooms. With no fan on, it'll be boiling hot. Take it from me. I think Mike's first training course is tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So if you want to work around that, you've been warned. Alexandra's the only royal that Tracy met. She came to open the Guildhall Shopping Centre in Exeter. And the headmaster chose Tracy as one of 10 representatives for the school to attend. And she came over and said hello. Oh, that must be great. I've never done anything like that. There was one that was on, it was on the news. I don't know if you did the flower thing, but you know when there's like an official presentation of some flowers? There was one, looking at it, I would say maybe about 50 years ago, and it was a pair of twins, two girls, who were supposedly presenting flowers or something to Prince Philip. And they said he had such a twinkle in his eye. And he said, you know, you really do look alike. Do you have fun swapping boyfriends? These girls were about 18 or 20 at the time. But they said, like, you know, he was joking and you could tell he was joking. Had a really good sense of humour. And they had, like, all the press cutouts from it. And they said they didn't realise it was going to be as big as it was. And probably, you know, if they hadn't got... If they weren't like twins, if there was like one of them or just two girls, it probably wouldn't have made the front cover. But because they were absolutely identical, I can imagine that, well, he had a good time talking to them, put it like that. Does anybody here believe Epstein took his own life? Highly unlikely. He was supposed to be on suicide watch, wasn't he? I just don't see him as the type to commit suicide. I just see that... I think everybody has some kind of spirit within them. And he didn't strike me as the type of person who would ever get depressed to the point of committing suicide. However bad things are, you know, like when you're ill and stuff, I think unless you are in that much pain, you just can't cope anymore. You always think, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get better. And I just think him in prison, he was so arrogant. Surely he just thought he was going to get off with it. He did last time. So I was quite shocked, I'll admit. On the one hand, I was shocked that they would think it was suicide. But on the other, I don't know. It's a dark, dirty world that they mingle in. And I don't really want any part of it. Was it gig racing? Don't think that was the actual name of it. No. It'll come to me. Kim didn't follow the Epstein story. You just don't care about the rich and famous. I'm glad he's no longer hurting young women anymore. I think they're getting to the point that there's too many people coming out with the same story. But who knows? Who knows? Who knows where that's going to go? Simon says he's not much of a fan of Charles, but then I think he's better than Piers Morgan. Mm. Is there anybody that you find not better than Piers Morgan, Simon? I'd be pushed on that one. Mm. Who would you rather have dinner with? Was it carriages? It is basically carriage driving, but in Ireland they don't call it that. We never get the actual criminals behind bars. We don't. Now I don't want to spoil it for Tracy. Now, which series of The Good Fight have you not seen, Tracy? Have you seen 1 and 2? And you're waiting for 3? Because I'm watching 4. Started a few weeks ago. And I wouldn't want to spoil it for anybody, but there is a fabulous story running through series 4. It's absolutely classic. It is to the effect that there's cases coming before courts and the judge is just letting them go. The docket number disappears the lot. It's as if the case never happened. And it's bizarre. And yet, I'm looking at it thinking, yeah, I can believe that would happen. Unless Ghislaine Maxwell spills some beans. Will she get a chance to spill some beans? Who knows? I know she wanted out of prison because of COVID. And I'm thinking, well, if you're in a cell in solitary, you're probably better than the rest of us. Oh, Anthony's met the Duke of Gloucester. Come to open the meeting room. And how was he? Now, didn't his wife... was it Gloucester? Can't remember now. Was his wife the one at Wimbledon? Always had immaculate hair, blonde hair, always up in like, what do they call that? Like a, not a bun, like folded in on itself, like a French pleat. Always looked absolutely immaculate. You don't know Paramore. Paramore. Oh, Kim. Yes, Paramore's more like suggestive rather than absolutely certain, though, isn't it? I think there's a bit of wiggle room with Paramore as to how close they are. It's a dirty, dirty thing. It's just leave it be. It's horrible. Good Fight. You've seen 1 and 2, 3 unavailable. 3? Well, am I right that 3 only had 10 shows? Because I know it doesn't do a full series, does it? Let's have a look. Let's go to episode guides and good fight. And let's find out. It 3 is still available here. 4 is available. In fact, let's have a look. 3. There were 10 episodes in 3. So season 1 was 10, 2 was 13, 3 was 10. And at the moment, 4's got 7 listed. Oh, how fortuitous is that? I'm looking at the episode guide and it starts in April this year. And the first show was just off the wall. According to this, it's finishing the 28th of May. And the last episode of this, 4-7, so series 4, episode 7, the title of it is The Gang Discovers Who Killed Jeffrey Epstein. How amazing is that? Right, so it was season 3. Yeah, there was only 10 episodes in that. Season 3 was very, very, very political. The running story through it was politics. I didn't find it. I've looked at the reviews and people absolutely loathed it. But I must admit, I didn't think it was that bad. I just looked at it as like the writing was very, very intelligent. But I guess if you don't want to be participating with American politics, maybe not. I think it's still available here. Have you tried? Because people who were talking about series 3 were saying, I wish I hadn't bought it because it's available for free. And I thought, is it? And apparently it's on something called All 4. So let's go and have a look at All 4, because I'm presuming that you could get that through a VPN. So let's have a look at it. No time for ads, upgrade, whatever. Where's the search? There's the search. Let's see if they've got The Good Fight, Series 3. Okay, we do have The Good Fight. What episodes do we have available? Episodes. Show any episodes I can play. Hang on. Can I click that? Does it play? I have no idea. Do I have to be logged in? Let's put a tick in the box. Oh, dear me. Right. Series 4 is available. So you could watch that, but that won't help if you've not seen Series 3, will it? There's a box that you can say, only show episodes that I can play. Now, I'm not logged in. And I'm wondering if that's it, because underneath it are Series 1, 2, 3 and 4, totally for free. But how do you get to play them? And now, there I've got a question. So let's have a look. That's not helping. Can I sign into My 4 account? Do I have a My 4 account? Who knows? Let's have a look if I've got an account. My 4. No, I don't. Let's try 4. Do I have anything with 4 in it? 5 million I've got in there. Okay, let's try something else. We've got to get this sorted out for Tracy. All right, let's do that and let's get logged in at this end. I'm sure I've got a My 4 account because I watch it on the iPad. Right, I'm in. Oh, here we go, Channel 4. It would appear I do have an account. Who knew? Right, let's get logged in then and see if you just log in, can you watch it? Right, there I am. Let's do the search again. Yeah, fine. Go away. I want to do the search. Search. Good Fight. Oh, this would be amazing, wouldn't it? We managed to sort Tracy out. Right, Good Fight. Da-da-da-da-da. Episodes. There we go. 4 series. Show what I can watch. No, I can't watch those. Why can't I watch those? Because it's not telling me. It's showing me where they are, but it's not actually telling me how I could watch them. You know, do I need to click somewhere else? Do I need to buy a pass? What do I need? It's not telling me. So you can read about the episodes, Tracy, but not actually see them, which is not good. Let's have a look at this one and see. Yeah, I've gone to another one, which is The West Wing, and the entire series is available, all for free. So I don't know what they're playing at with that, but series 4 would be available for you, but you're not going to want to watch that, are you? Not good. Oh, Sarah enjoyed that. Good Fight and The Good Wife. I love The Good Wife. I thought, what's her name? Margulies? Juliana. I thought she was great. And I loved when the one who played Mr. Big in Sex and the City. Is it Chris Noth? I just loved the way he was in like 3 series. not of that thing, but three series at the same time, because it was just like he would appear and then he would disappear for three episodes. But I loved him. I loved him in Law and Order. And I thought he was great. I just loved the entire series. It had such rich characters in it. Alan Cumming's character, absolutely brilliant. Loved that. Apparently, while I was researching this, trying to see if we could get series three, because I thought it was series three with Tracy, I read this piece that was in the series three, they had this character, or series two, in one of the series anyway, they had this character. Michael Sheen played him. Was it Stum, something like that. And originally, that was going to be the storylines that he ended up taking was going to be the two characters from The Good Wife. So, what was her name? Juliana's character, anyway, and Alan Cumming. Now, Alan Cumming, his character is Marissa's dad. And I thought that would have been brilliant. Anyway, they offered the pair of them guest star rates when it came to the finance. And they were both that disgusted that they both swore they would never appear on it. They wanted the same rate as like the big stars. And they were absolutely, and I have no idea what kind of money we're talking. I'm sure it wasn't £2.50, but they were disgusted by what they were offered. And they said they would never come back to it, which I did not know. I had not read that. Harness racing. Is it that? I'll have to have a look at the pickies and have a look. The writing on The Good Wife went bad as time went on. I think it kind of lost it the edge that it had. And also, you know, how long can the programme be called The Good Wife? At the beginning, you know, it made total sense. But by the end of it, I think the right thing to do was even change the name of that one and keep the characters in it, because there was only so far you could go with that. And I think they had taken it as far as they could go. But yeah, Tracy, you can watch series four. That's fine. Trotting. That was it, Tracy. Trotting. She's a stupid name, isn't it, for a sport? We say that with a doggy going for a trot. Trotting it was. And she became the Irish champion. But I know how physically demanding that was. You know, she was in the gym and you look at her arms and she looked like a weightlifter. So the fact that the Duke was doing that into his 80s was pretty amazing. Trotting, I must remember that. You just right. So Tracy is sorted for series four. Fantastic. Would you need to see series three? Do you know you could probably get away without it, being honest? It was fairly standalone, I would say. You might get away without it, but we'll keep trying for series three. I just don't see the point in putting that on the website, that all four series are there and then you put a tick in the box and you can't see it, but it doesn't tell you how to view it. Why not sell the episodes or something? It's ridiculous. You definitely want to see series three. Well, we'll have to try and find something else then, won't we? Because in the UK, it's just available on Amazon. But unfortunately, Amazon accounts don't work in the same way, do they? In terms of as Netflix, apparently if you VPN and you log in with your Netflix account, even though your Netflix account is in the UK, you would get to see like the stuff in the States or anywhere else. You just log in with your account and you see different stuff. Unfortunately, Amazon doesn't work like that. Oh, you're very welcome, Kim. The birthday song. Yeah, last night, because we always try and put Neil on to make sure that Kath nods off nicely. And then Mike was looking, he said, I think it's time for Kim's birthday again. So lockdown birthdays last forever. They last forever. Oh, we had a good time last night, didn't we? There was, in fact, it was one of the very few times every single song was part of the theme. The toughest one we had a guy come in called Marius. Marius is a Catanian from, I'm not sure which circle, I'm not even sure what country. But we met Marius virtually during lockdown. And this just shows you that, you know, it can work in your favour, lockdown, that you meet people you would never have met. He and Peter, that's the guy who died last September, Peter was fabulous. Again, he was in his 90s. And I mean, I think Kim's actually seen video of him dancing. He would dance, hold it, holding on to something. He'd dance to the music show on a Saturday night. Well, he met Marius going to all of the Catanian meetings because he was going to them all over the world then because they were all on Zoom. So Marius bobbed in, and one of the songs he wanted was Star Trekking, The Firm, which is just a classic. But the other one was for his wife to dance to, and it was Come On Eileen. So we've got this jingle that's tenuous. So a tenuous link between the song title or the artist or the album or whatever, the lyrics and the theme. So Mike had a quick look at the lyrics, and the title was obviously Come On Eileen. The group was Dexys Midnight Runners, and he checked the album and he come back and he said, there's no way we can get that linked to the theme. This was while we were playing music. And I turned around and said to him, oh, I don't know. Mum went orbital every time she heard that, and that became the link. That was our most tenuous link last night. Mum was called Eileen. But you're quite right, Renee. You did actually ask for Come On Elaine, and that wasn't one I had. So when that popped up, Renee, I actually said to Mike, Marius, you can have Come On Eileen or you can have Elaine by ABBA, but you can't have both. So we went for Come On Eileen, which I'm assuming is what he meant. But you know, my mum was called Eileen, and she wasn't fond of a name to start with. She wanted to be called Barbara. She liked the name Barbara. So I said, well, change it. But she was a bit like, no, you know, I can't do that while your gran's alive, because she likes it. And then Come On Eileen came out, and it went to the top of the charts, and it was there for weeks and weeks and weeks. And when she went to sign for a credit card thing, her handwriting was so neat. Instead of it being just a squiggle where people wouldn't know what your first name was, they could read it. And as they like did the swipey machine thing, when it used to be carbon paper and you wafted it over it, they'd say, oh, Eileen, come on, Eileen. And that, she hated it. She'd come back from shopping and I would hear all about it for about 3 hours. It's rude. It's rude. And off she'd go. She was the type that when she went into the bank, I don't know what she was actually going in for now, but the bank had this thing of like, let's all be friendly. And they've got like badges on that says, hi, I'm Claire. So Mum was doing some kind of banking and the woman turned around and said, I hope I've helped you today, Eileen. And I stood there and I thought, blue touch paper lit. Mum was like, Mrs. Giles to you, don't get familiar. And you know, you think they've probably paid a fortune to some consultants and said, what we need to do to make everybody feel welcome is we'll all put badges on and we'll call them by their first names. And yet, you know me, because I've mentioned it before, my hygienist calls me Mrs. Giles. One, not married, not Mrs. Giles. But how many times do I have to say, please call me Elaine? I think I've had, she's been the hygienist now for about 4 years, I think. We're still working on it. And I see her every quarter, or I have since the last year. And still, every time I walk through the door. So I'm the other way, because I think if I just feel like I need her to treat me, unlike the bank where, you know, give me my full title. I do not want to be friends with you. I am entrusting my money to you and that's it. I just feel with my hygienist, I need her to call me Elaine and recognise me as a person, because I cannot abide the being treated like a side of beef manoeuvre. But no, we're getting nowhere with that. I walk in, she says, hello, Mrs. Giles. And I say, please call me Elaine. And that's our greeting, and has been every time for the last 4 years. Do you think she'll ever get it? Oh, dear, dear me. Let me catch up on here. Oh, I've got a link there from Tracy. Let me grab that link. Awesome. Kim was raised to call everybody Mr. or Mrs. I was with my mum. She would say, like, if you're talking to your friend's parents, so like my best friend was called Spilstead, and it was Mr. Spilstead and Mrs. Spilstead, and she was the same. Now mum would say when my friend came to visit, and she'd say, hello, Mrs. Giles. Mum would say, call me Eileen. You know, it was just the bank. I don't think she liked the bank. Everywhere else, though, pretty much does address you, you know, formally, unless you tell them otherwise. That's it. I've looked at that link, Tracy. Oh, dear. There's another one. That's it. So you can imagine how physically demanding that is, looking at it. Now, I know the one that Prince Philip does. He's not in a seat like that. He's stood up. But even so, that's got to be demanding. But you can imagine how my cousin was built like a Russian bodybuilder. Because you're basically just holding on with your feet. If you look at it, I mean, there is a seat, but it's more like a bike, isn't it? It's scary, that. Yeah, we spent the day watching that. I think we saw two races that she was in. I think she won both. And then there was like the men had races, and it was pretty amazing stuff. And then at the end of it, it's like, well, we'll have a quick drink. Well, we went in this pub. It was about 1984, it was. So it was way before all this, you know, no smoking thing had kicked in. We opened the pub door. You couldn't see inside it. It was just like smoke. And I said, I think I'll wait outside. It was bad. And a quick drink in Ireland, I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning by the time we left. Because they do like a drink afterwards. But yes, that is the little cart that it was. See, it says on the side, joyride. I don't think me in that position would be comfortable at all. No, can't see that happening. Is he actually strapped into it? I don't think he is he? I don't think they are, in case the horse rears or it comes off. I don't think they are actually strapped into it, which could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. But do you know what? I won't be trying that anytime soon. It looked quite sedate. You know, when they got the cart out, I thought, well, how fast can that go? And then they strapped it to the horse and off they went. And I thought, yeah, not trying that. It's all right. We weren't offered. Not surprised. Not surprised. Anthony doesn't like being Mr. Horner. Your name's Anthony. I don't think I wouldn't force it with anybody. Renee hated it when people started calling him sir. You're still so young. Oh, what can you do? What can you do? No, I think with a lady like Miss or Madam. One of the worst, that was bad. My mum had me when she was 32, and I was at this stage about six or seven. Now, admittedly, you know, by then mum would have been 38, 39. And I guess she could have had a daughter who you know, if we really fiddle the maths, who could have had a child of their own, but we went swimming. And this stupid woman, and it was one of the things, again, you know when somebody says something to you, it really bothers you. This really bothered mum. But like I say, I was seven or eight. No, certainly no older than that. I would say seven. This stupid woman in the baths, the one who would like unlock the lockers for you, said, oh, have you had fun with your grandma? And even at seven, I knew, you know, like you think like, and then it kicked off. Even at seven, I thought, oh, you know, mum's going to go mad. And I turned around to this woman and I said, that's my mummy. I thought, I'll shame you. And guess what happened when we got back to the hotel? Because we were on holiday. Mum kicked it off. Do I look that old? I mean, she was about 38, 39. No, mum, you don't. She was just stupid. But, you know, it's funny, isn't it? I remember that, and I know she remembered that. It wasn't the fact that she called her Mrs. anybody. She said she was my grandma. So, Renee, just think, sir, not as bad as granddad. Oh, there was a lot of things would set my mother off, and that, believe you me, was one of them. That and the bank. I think everything else was okay, but that and the bank really bothered her. And here's the boys back. Hey! Well, not boys, you're a girl, aren't you? And has she had fun?
She has. What?
You've got a big cheesy grin on your face. Has this got anything to do with the United trick?
No.
Oh.
I've been listening to the show.
Oh, you've been enjoying yourself.
Yeah, and I was just going to make a point.
Oh, Mike's come in to make a point. Sit down, talk to the microphone. Don't talk to mid-air.
You were talking about how you address people.
Yes.
And it reminded me of my first day at uni, or college, or poly, whatever you want to call it. Because at that point, you're used to calling your teachers Miss or Mrs. or Mr. And it was like, how do you address the lecturers? Do you say Mrs. Wilson or do you say Liz? Anyway, it was Liz, for the record.
I think it was with mine. As soon as I got to sixth form college, it was. Did we... No, I think it was first name. But they walked in and said, you know, call me Paul.
Well, yeah, we had this guy, I forgot what subject it was.
He was memorable.
No, I mean, I did a business studies course, but it was broken down into different modules, but I can't remember which bit it was. I think it was something like environmental studies. But he says, he comes in, he's this Scottish guy, and he says, "My name's Les Hamilton, but you can call me Hammy."
Yes! That's trying too hard, sir.
That's what everyone called him. He actually lived in Studentland.
Again, it's wrong, isn't it? On so many levels that it's wrong.
He was a staunch Labourist.
Did we ever have a lecturer who wasn't staunch Labour?
What was it? Oh, the other one was we had a guy when I was at school. We had a science teacher, and he was Greek. Well, actually, he was English, but with a Greek surname. And his name was Mr. Stylianou. I remember that.
That's tricky to say.
Yeah. So he says when he introduced himself, "My name is Mr. Stylianou. You can call me that or you can call me... No, you can call me by my name or you can call me Sir." And then we all tried to find out what his first name was because he said, "You can call me by my name." And we were taking it literally.
Oh, do you know, if you spent as much time working.
And in the back of the school yearbook, there was all the names of the teachers with their first names, and you thought you were dead cool if you knew what a teacher's first name was.
Poor Mike.
Oh, come on, I was 13 or 14 at the time.
Can you imagine now with Facebook? It'd take you 2 seconds, and you'd probably find pictures of them in either a bikini or budgie smugglers, and you could blackmail them to glory. Oh, no, see, Kim's were Mrs. Ms, Mr. or Doctor. Oh, Professor. I had a professor. I'm trying to think. At college, it was their first names. And then I went to university. But because, I mean, it's a private college, you could pretty much call them what you like. I mean that seriously. There was a guy at my private college, and he was a prince of somewhere or other. He must have been about 6'6". Quite skinny, but he looked even taller than that because he had these huge, long Rastafarian hair thing. Absolutely amazing guy. Lovely, lovely bloke. Did not want to be studying law, but his dad had insisted. So we just called him Prince. And he'd walk in at any point in a lecture, you know, 30 minutes into it, whatever. He'd go right up to the back. So ours were like lecture theatres that were tiered. He'd go right up to the back. I mean, sometimes he'd be smoking ganja. Honestly, the mischief he got into. So he'd go right up to the back. And the back row was always empty. And he'd lie down on the seats and he'd just sleep. They never said anything because, you know, what's the point? It's not like, you know, you need to pull your finger out. You need to pull your socks up and get on with this. Because, you know, yeah, they were going to have to explain to Daddy. But he was a prince of somewhere. What difference did he make? And, you know, he didn't actually do bad in exams, to be honest, considering I don't think I ever saw him actually take any notes whatsoever. Oh, it was amazing. So I think we called him by their first name. But we left it up to them to tell us, you know, what they preferred. I'm thinking back. One that we had was, he had a great name. There was no way you would ever forget this name. His name was Elmer, as in Fudd. Well, he's the only person, before or after, that I have ever known be called Elmer. But his full name was Elmer Doonan. So it's a real Irish name.
Mummy's got it.
And he said, "Just call me Elmer." And I thought, well, that's such a cool name. I'm loving that. Right. Paw.
Is that like just call me Al?
Paw. Good girl. Oh, dentistic. Right, she's now on a mat with a dentistic, so she's a happy dog bunny.
A happy bear.
A very happy, happy bunny. Oh, you know this Prince Philip thing? Yeah. They've been talking to Edward and Sophie, and in the background is Louise. You don't often see her in public, do you? I'm guessing she's now about, what, 17? 16, 17? She's got such a sweet smile. But they definitely didn't allow pictures of her when she was younger. She had an eye problem. which was corrected with surgery. But they wouldn't let any pictures appear of her, because I think for a long, long time with this eye surgery, she needed to wear an eye patch, you know, and they didn't want the press to get hold of eye patch pictures. But she looks all right now at the back. She's smiling sweetly. And I know that she spent a lot of time with Philip. But yeah, they're certainly using this, aren't they, to bolster the image of royalty. Let's just put it like that. It is wall-to-wall coverage, I can assure you.
Apparently the BBC got a load of complaints.
They did, about the amount of coverage.
Yeah.
Well, it was wall-to-wall. There was no other news. It was like Brexit. Brexit was the be-all and end-all until COVID hit. And then Brexit got forgotten. And now both of those are forgotten because, you know, Prince Philip's died. I don't think Prince Philip would think anyone would give him a second thought, do you?
No.
He's very pragmatic. Can't see that myself. Kim didn't even know professors had first names. Oh, I'd have thought they were on like a page somewhere, Kim, that they would have been listed. We knew some of the teachers' first names. And like Mike said, you know, it's very much, oh, we know their first name. Giggle, giggle, giggle. It was, wasn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
It was. No, we haven't heard from Neil. We contacted Neil, not heard from Neil. It has been quite a while. Yes, it has. Anthony found it strange when he went to college, call them by their first name. Most of ours walked in and said, you know, call me X. What was that one I had? Chris. We had a lecturer called Chris. And yeah, it was very much call me by my first name. I think it maybe depended. I mean, if you were in sixth form at school, that wouldn't happen. You don't suddenly, you know, call Mr. Brown Fred when you get to 17. I think that would just carry on, wouldn't it, at school?
Mm.
That's like a status thing. But at college, no, and certainly not when I went to university. It was all first names. But there again, there was that element of it's private and you are personally paying their wages. So they need to give respect to you. Hence, the prince could just sleep his way through it and no one ever challenged him or said a word. As long as his dad was paying the bill, what's the problem? Renee runs a Facebook reunion page of the school. They're all members and you may now call them by their first name. But you know, I can't think of anything worse than a school reunion. None of my schools, none of them. The only one that was bearable was my first primary school. I was there for 4 years and I did, you know, I did enjoy that school. I loved school. I love learning stuff. I had good friends. I loved it. And then we moved to that little village, like the Midwich Cuckoos. Honestly, I swear John Wyndham could have based any science fiction book on that place. Inbred to the nth degree. And I hated that school. Then I went on to grammar school in Cheshire. Hated that one. Moved back here. Went to the grammar school in Trafford. Hated that. Then I went to college. Hated that. It's a wonder I actually did any work, but I left and I put myself through my A-levels for 1 year. And I just love learning. At school, they gave me two options. I gave them two options. No, three options. We had to pick three options in terms of what we wanted to do for a career. So obviously the first one was law. The second one was accountancy. I know, lock me up. And the third one was the police. So we went to this careers evening and I got best advice to get married and have some children. And I thought, who in their right minds lets anybody into an all-girls school where that's their attitude? Just like our physics teacher. His attitude was that girls shouldn't learn physics. Why did you take a job at a girls' school? He once spent a double period, which is 45 minutes each, so an hour and a half, explaining how we were going to wire a plug. I had it wired before he picked up the chalk. I mean, I think we were, that was third year, so I would have been 13. I was 13. Of course I could wire a plug. Who can't wire a plug at 13? Apparently the answer suddenly became clear. Every other girl in the class, not a clue. Oh, what's this? It's a screwdriver. Oh, what's that for? What? No, none of the others could wire a plug. And I'm sat there for an hour and a half thinking I could do with a nap. Honestly, an hour. How could it take you an hour and a half to explain what a plug is?
I'm just reading ahead in the chat, Kim. I just check out the reunion page to see who's died.
That's a classic, Kim. I would not want to meet up with them. I would not want to meet up with them, trust me. Oh, Tracy had a history teacher who was a scream, 4 foot nothing, skinny as a rake, upper crust, hunting, shooting, fishing type, and kept all the big louts in perfect behaviour. Tracy, you've just described... Oh, I can't remember her name. Oh, what was her name? NCIS Los Angeles. The woman character that's the Gibbs character. Oh, let me find it. What was her name?
You're very welcome, Renee. Glad it was helpful. I watched some of your video last night that you posted on Slack. The one where you and your wife went shopping. I presume it was your wife.
Hetty. Played by an actress called Linda Hunt. She is fabulous. Mum started watching that series because she loved NCIS. She started watching NCIS LA. And she was like, it can't be as good because, you know, Gibb's not in it. And then she, for a start, she liked, oh, what's his name? Chris something. Chris O'Donnell. She said she quite took a liking to Chris O'Donnell. And then when she got eyes set on Hetty, she absolutely loved the woman. That is the perfect description of Hetty. There you go. Kim loves Hetty. Hetty's just fabulous. Do you know, to some degree, she's even better than Gibbs. Because Gibbs has got that, like, Anton Mayer thing with him. Strong, silent type. But Hetty is absolutely brilliant. Possibly the best character ever characterised on any TV show. She's fantastic. We don't have NCIS LA available on demand here, I don't think. Let's get Prime Video UK. Mind you, we're still trying to find the good fight for Tracy. We'll get there. Right, let's see if you can get NCIS LA. NCIS. Do I have to put the whole thing? I do. There we go. No, that is... Well, it is available, but you pay per episode. So how many episodes have we got? 24 in a series. Let's have a look. I could buy an episode at £3 an episode. And there were 24 episodes in series one. Mm. So £3 an episode times, that would be £72 to watch the series. Or I can buy it in HD. I can buy the entire season for £19.99. So I think I'll wait and get the box set then. I just wish that was available. How many series are there now? Must have been 10. Been going a while, hasn't it? But Hetty, fabulous. I would have watched that, but for the fact it's another one of those series where they play around with the time that they put it on and you miss it. And you think, oh, I've missed an episode. And then when they put it on replay, you know, repeat, they just mangle the episode numbers. You can't do that. You've got to follow the episodes. So if it ever comes on Prime, I'm going to watch that right from the start. But Hetty is just fabulous. If you've never seen Hetty, you have got to go and watch it. Oh,
Lola.
What are you up to, Lola?
Cleaning herself. No, she's cleaning herself.
Kim's never been to a school reunion. You wouldn't get me to a school reunion. There's not one of them I'd want to meet again. I hated school with a passion. I don't even check out the reunion pages. I think there are some reunions. And, you know, if they wanted to find me, my address is the same as when I was at school. So they've not tried that hard, have they? Because I've never had an invitation to one of the reunions. Clearly, they felt the same about me as I felt about them. Which is not a big problem for me. It isn't. You don't need to wire plugs these. You don't, Simon. But, you know, back then, it was a skill. And it was something that, you know, you'd buy something, bring it home. It wouldn't have a plug, would it? I think it's something that, well, I'll put it like this. It served me well. It served me well being able to do it. It's just the fact that people were like, didn't even know what a screwdriver was. Mind you, they were very good painting their nails. I have painted my nails on occasions, haven't I, Mike? Lasts about 5 minutes, can't be doing with it. I need to be practical. Hillary wasn't dissimilar to the NCIS character. Taller and a lot skinnier. Hetty is just brilliant. You've got to see Hetty. In current new episodes, but Hetty is off and on some mission. We've not seen her so much. The writing is not as good as it was. I think it gets tricky, doesn't it, with the writing when it gets to like 10 seasons. The same happened here with the series that I absolutely loved called New Tricks. And it was basically a cold case team. But it was there's a thing in the teaching an old dog new tricks. And that's where the title came from. It was brilliantly written. And I don't think, I mean, they changed the characters because some characters left because they said the writing wasn't as good. And maybe it wasn't, but it was the writing that was the issue, because I think some of the characters they got in after the initial ones left, I thought would do a great job. One was Nick Lyndhurst from Only Fools and Horses. I thought his character was fantastic. But the writing just, I guess they ran out of ideas and that was it, which was sad in a way. You hate it when the Christmas episodes are aired midsummer. Do you know that? That does bug me, Simon. It feels totally wrong, doesn't it? Don't give up, Tracy. Yet. Don't give up. There must be another one. Because I always, you know, I found this All Four and I thought, what's All Four? Because they used to have Four on Demand. Now, whether one changed to the other or not, but I couldn't find the series at all until I went to this new thing and it said, you know, available on All Four. So that's when I toddled off to find it. There's going to be a way. We just need to find it. We just need to find the way that we can find it. There'll be a way. We just need to find it. Tracy said, knew how to wire a plug at 9 or 10. Your gran was practical. Exactly. In those days, I think you had to be. And my mum taught me. I don't know who taught her. Because, you know, it's unlikely to be Dad. He got no patience. He tried to teach her to drive. Notice the tried in there. Didn't end well. She gave up completely. I don't think it would have been him. I think she would have taught herself. And she taught me when I was about 5 or 6. And what she was doing was saying, you know, this is a plug-in. This is how this works. And be careful with it. So it was mainly, she wasn't really teaching me how to do it, to actually do it. It was a case of like, if I understood how it worked, then I would know how dangerous it was. Now I wouldn't have any accidents. And she was right. She was. And then I took it like past what she'd done. So whenever there was any electrics to be done, it would be me that would be doing it. Do you remember that light? Mum loved this light and she wouldn't change it. And it kept blowing bulbs. And I kept saying, you know, that light, it needs changing. And she was saying, but I like that light and I don't want to change it. It's the house electrics. It wasn't the house electrics. It was this flaming light. And when we were having the extension built, we took all the stuff out of the conservatory and put it in the front room. We couldn't move. Literally, you could just about shimmy into the room and sit on one dining chair and that was it. It was full of all sorts. And it took, it was that month where it went mad. It blew one bulb and I thought, it's okay, we've got 3 bulbs, it'd be fine. Then it blew another. Oh dear, we've only got 2 left. And then it went down to 1 and finally it blew the last bulb. We had to sit in the dark. Not because I couldn't change it, but we couldn't get to it. It was a blessed relief when it went. We now have the nuclear winter one. All seasons of The Good Fight are on Amazon Prime. Yes, Alex, they are in the UK. They are not available in Spain, where Tracy is. And you can't use a Prime account on another country. It has to be the Prime account of the country that you're at. So unfortunately, yes, it's there and it's tantalising poor Tracy. But we need to find another way of getting hold of it. We do. There'll be a way. Let me have a look around all the 4 channels, because there's all 4 on demand. There's the foreign stuff. There'll be a way. We just need to work out what that way is. It's really annoying, isn't it, when you look at something in another country and they've got it, they're paying the same as you are, but they've got access to the thing that you want to watch and you don't have access to that. It's annoying, very annoying. I find that a lot when I'm looking at the stuff in America and we don't have access to it. I guess we have other things like wall-to-wall coverage of the royal family and their funeral. I'm trusting that Simon will be glued to it next week. Oh, Kim says, you mean your cord didn't come with plugs attached? Not back then, Kim, no. No. You would buy like a fire. I remember getting a radiator and bringing it home. And Dad said, I've got an old plug and I'll put it on. And I said, you know, let me check it. And he went mental. You know, what do you know about it? He was about to put, we have different ampage of plugs here. You'd need a 13 amp fuse in it. And he had like a 5 amp fuse in it. And he was about to put a 4-bar gas electric fire on it. Like, Dad, don't do that. It'll blow. But he didn't like being told anything. So that changed a good few years ago now. But back then, no. What you'll find now is they're melded on. So you can't actually just unscrew it now. You can change the fuse if the fuse blows. But if you wanted, if the plug itself was damaged and you wanted to change it, you would actually have to cut it off and then rewire from scratch. In fact, can you actually buy plugs anymore? Let's have a look at Amazon. Can you buy plugs? Right, Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. Oh, that was a grumble girl.
Do you want to find the garden?
Let's have a look. You can. You can buy them in packs of three or two or four or individually. So if you've got something and the plug has broken, you would still need to know how to wire that plug, wouldn't you? But it's a skill I doubt many people these days can wire a plug. You've not needed to know how since about 20 years ago. But yes, you can still buy them. They are about £2.50 each for a plug. £2.14 looks like the cheapest. Or £1.70. £1.77 if you want 10. And these are rubber plugs. Kinky. Black ones. 10 black plugs. Why would you need 10? You know, if you need to rewire something. I work on this principle. If I need to rewire something, if I need to change the plug, it's probably because it's blown. And doubtless, it's going to be a 4-way or an 8-way or a 10-way. Just bin it and buy a new one. That's what I do. There's one here that says, like, you know, a 13-amp plug, heavy duty, £6. You can probably get the 4-way for about 5. So I don't bother. Do keep spare fuses in, though. Fuses do tend to go every now and then. Right, let me catch up. Brown is live, blue is neutral. That's what we've got here. I think my mum taught me as a child because we used to have red being live. There was red, black, and I can't remember what the other colour was. And they changed them. So when they changed them, everyone was like, it was all over the papers and the lot. But I think that is why she decided to show me. Here, hardly anything needed a 13 amp, but it came as standard. It did, and they didn't even give you some options. They didn't, like, in the packet give you the other fuses. Most of the time you just stick a 13 in and leave it, but I certainly wouldn't, you know. Dad was a menace. I've got a fuse. He didn't even look at the number. It was like you'd say to him, I need a drill bit, and he'd just give you a drill bit. You're like, well, I need a specific size. Oh, that'll drill a hole. Yes, Dad, but the wrong size. He never bothered with that, and he didn't really bother with fuses. He was lethal. Oh, yes, you can buy plugs, Tracy. The other thing that you can buy, but they're not cheap, is not just the actual plug part at the end, but you know, like when you buy a hard drive or an accessory and it comes with like a brick in between. So you've got a standard kettle cable or a two, like a kettle cable, but smaller. And then there's the brick and then there's like the other end. You can buy those, but oh boy, are they expensive. The ones that you buy are way, way better than the ones that come with the devices. Because they're basically just thrown in. If you actually check, you'll find that things like Seagate drives will come with a power pack. And they're not bad. I don't think I've ever had one blow. LaCie, totally different business. But they're cheap and cheerful. But when you look at them, you know, you could pay £30 for the power pack. So it's not surprising they're throwing in a cheap one. Because to them, they're not making their own. They're just buying them in. And that's that. Kim has wired up the doorbell, put an outlet, installed the thermostat, and just read the instructions. You're a techie chick. Oh, but you've got different colours. Red, black and white. Red live, white ground, black neutral. Yeah, ours is brown's live, blue's neutral. And the ground is like yellow and green. Ours are weird. Right, I shall have a look at that while I head off. Name's wrong, but the colours in which direction count. Well, I know another thing is, no, that's not quite true. I was going to say, if you were swapping a plug years ago, it was dead simple. You unscrewed the bit in the middle and the top came off and you could see what was wired to what. But now if you have to change a plug, it's melded on. So you can't actually see inside it. It's a solid block of like rubber, really. It plastic or rubber, but or rubberized plastic in a way. But you can't actually get inside it to see what's wired to what. So you would have to cut it off and you would have to know then what went to what. I'd like to think in this day and age people would do the Googles before they tried fiddling with it. But you never know. You never know in this day and age. There are things people do Google, like, you know, can I do my own heart surgery? Can I do my own root canal? But no, they wouldn't Google how to change a plug, which is the one thing that they should be Googling. Right, I'm going to say goodnight from me. I'll say goodnight from Mike because Lola's dragged him outside again. I'll say goodnight from Lola as well. And we will be with you next time, which will be tomorrow. In the meanwhile, stay safe, guys.